This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The jobs report out tomorrow will cover the closing days of the Obama administration. Trump promises to bring back manufacturing jobs lost to overseas competition, but it may be some time before it's clear whether that's having an impact. From Marketplace's Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
It's become familiar since the election. President Trump calling out a company on Twitter or in a speech, Toyota, Carrier, General Motors, for allegedly shipping U.S. jobs to cheaper labor countries. Or praising a company and taking credit when it keeps manufacturing jobs here. Bob Smith is a union electrician and president of the Steelworkers Local in Messina, New York, and he welcomes the president's personal intervention.
It's about time. It's about damn time.
Messina's home to one of Alcoa's last aluminum smelters in the U.S. Smith has seen the company cut hundreds of well-paid factory jobs in the past decade as cheap Chinese aluminum flooded the market. He's a Democrat, but praises Trump's tactics on trade and jobs.
The first time in a long time with this talk, and it's quite frankly it's talk right now. However, if that gets turned into action, I know there's some optimism that we haven't seen in a while.
But how will we know if presidential talk actually leads to more jobs?
Probably at least a six-month period to really glean whether or not there's a trend.
Greg McBride at Bankrate.com says by then we might see an impact from the president's company-by-company pressure tactics.
There's a sense that, you know, companies want to stay in the good graces of the new administration.
But labor economist Aparna Mathur at the American Enterprise Institute says any Trump effect will be hard to verify in the official employment data. She says the number of extra jobs that might result from Trump tweets is statistically insignificant compared to the overall monthly churn in job numbers that can run into the hundreds of thousands.
We've seen a lot of threats, and we've seen him tweeting at companies and talking about job creation, but it's hard to imagine that companies have fundamentally changed the way they operate as a result.
What could move the dial, she says, is economic policies the Trump administration and Congress might implement in coming months, like tax cuts, tariff and trade restrictions, and infrastructure spending. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.